Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. It's 11:10 a.m. here on my Bacardo Jewelers watch. Don't forget, hot cars, cool watches. This Saturday, 10 to 5 at Bacardo's, Jefferson Avenue, Spruce Street, Scranton. Well, it's not only 11:10. It's Thursday, August 14th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, who's also launching Saturday morning, 10 to 5 pop-up market series at the Marketplace at Steamtown. And he wants us to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today and whom we lost this year. Joseph Garrity, Dixon City, John Blannard, Sawyersville, Michael Phillips, Wilkes-Barre, Philip Sensula, Harding, formerly of Wilkes-Barre, Harold Jim Schutt, Danville, and Jerry Glazer, Bloomsburg. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back door to this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that for the balance of the hour, now I can't believe we're already in the third hour, we will, through our commitment to common sense, provide a sanctuary of sanity for you. I'm watching Chuck Schumer. Now, I've got to say this, and they spent a fortune. This is how sick the Democrat Party and its leadership has become. We see it on the local level with Gaughan and Cognetti. Chuck Schumer saying, no effing way. No effing way they're going to let the National Guard go beyond 30 days in Washington, D.C. The people of Washington, D.C. want it. Imagine this. An initiative by Donald Trump gets 65% approval in a Washington Post poll. They need to be saved from Democrats. And this stupid thing, whether it's Robert Francis O'Rourke or Schumer, this cursing thing that some market testing told them would make them more relatable or real or tougher, God knows what. And Chuck Schumer says, I can walk around Washington, D.C. because you've got a security detail, you stupid ass. God, he's one of the most disgraceful people. You could go across the board with Democrat leadership. They are all sickening, disgusting human beings. They really are. Here's a mild version of that. One of the listeners says, when the Dems' narrative is falling apart, they just start talking over the facts being given. It's tired and old. Yes, it is. Rodney says, morning, Bob. LTS, when you said Chris Kelly should go back to drinking, you made me laugh out loud. And that's hard to do. He should. He's out of his mind. You know, they say that you have to give up one addiction and find another. Well, his addiction is idiocy, left-wing idiocy. He's addicted to it. And it's actually beyond disgraceful. Can't cover any issue without being out of his mind. I mean, he doesn't even make any sense anymore. Awful. Anyway. Somebody texted in. Where is it? Oh, is there any truth to reports saying Trump is going to offer opening up Alaska's resources to Russia? I have not seen any report of that kind. And it could be just some left-wing stupidity. And there's no context to what you're telling me there. So I won't comment on it. But they don't need oil resources, energy resources. That's the only thing Russia doesn't need. So it doesn't make any sense on its face, but we'll see. Somebody else texting in. Bob, I don't care whether Obama is black, white, or purple. He's proved himself to be another do-nothing follower who made himself a rich, smug figurehead that some people at one time believed to be something special, while he's just another liar who believed he had us duped. I hope he gets his due process. LTS back at you. Yeah. Lordy, Lord. This is just awful. And he's becoming a joke. Just like the Clintons became a joke. And two intelligent people, the Clintons. But they've become a complete, utter, in the case of Hillary, bitter joke. Crazy stuff. Somebody says, Bob, now we know why we got the Biden signs no one wants. The personality of Joe Biden and Bill Gahan, totally compatible. Two boards nailed together. Now we have these signs of total failure posted on our hometown. The signs have to go. I'm with you. Somebody texting in, do you think Putin is just stringing the U.S. along to prolong the war? Well, that's a real possibility. And Trump knows that. And he's acknowledged it. Because Putin knows he's winning the war of attrition. There's the old, to analogize, or sorry, to paraphrase, the Hemingway comment. How did you become bankrupt? Little by little, and then all of a sudden. Well, how do you lose a war? Little by little, then all of a sudden. So a war of attrition that has been going on that Ukraine really never could win. Their bravery, their spirit, their national character, whatever you want to call it, has made what Biden and our always wrong intelligence officials thought was a three-day deal and over. They've dragged it out into years and killed a lot of Russians in the meantime. Oh, and some Koreans too, by the way. Well, at some point it ends. You don't have the people. Remember what we talked about. Way back when, and one of the hidden things. Now, starting the conflict, there are only 44 million people, or thereabouts, Ukrainian. Russia, 145 million population. So right there, from the standpoint of bodies, very difficult to win. And remember, the logistics are not so difficult for Russia, so that's not a negative. Russia literally surrounds Ukraine. So all of those factors going in, Russia's going to win that war, period. And you've got a guy in Vladimir Putin who doesn't care how many Russians get killed. He just wants to win. So are we close to the breaking point for Ukraine. It's really possible. And by the way, I'm sure Putin knows this. So to me, Trump's got to break new ground. It reminds me of MacArthur in the Korean War. He went around the forces and landed at Incheon. And he's got to say, look, we'll do big things. You got to stop this now. I promise we'll do big things. We'll create an energy alliance so that, by the way, with the alternative being we're going to crush energy prices by producing across the energy complex and distributing it throughout the world. So we're going to crush your economy as the alternative. Or we'll ally with you. We'll have an energy alliance with you. We'll see. I mean, he's got to bring something. That may be where somebody had the thought that opening Alaska's resources to Russia. Again, they don't need the oil. They need us to not crush the price of energy. That's the Trump weapon that he has. We'll see. Big Ed from Shikshin, he says he shouldn't be meeting while Putin's still launching rockets. Well, Big Ed, that's exactly when you need to meet. You can't wait till they're stopped. You can't get a ceasefire without negotiations. You can't get the end of the war without negotiation. So I'll respectfully disagree with you. Hey, I look at my Bacardi Jewelers watch. It's 11:21. We'll be back after these great messages. We've got a little history, a little music, and then we'll go to the phones. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Tommy James and the Shondells had really, I love those bands like Free Dog Night that just have their very different sounds in a lot of their music, and that's certainly one of them. Dragging the Line, Tommy James and the Shondells. Murph says this date, 1971, they moved up to number 4 with that hit. I like that song a lot. It's cool. And before that, the odious, disgusting, hypocritic liar and worst Secretary of State ever, John Kerry, regarding opening up the U.S. Embassy in Cuba this date night in 2015. It had been closed for 54 years. How'd that work out, John? How'd it work out with the Iranian deal? How'd it work out? Please tell me. Dear Lord. You talk about... Again, you cannot be good at your job if you're a left-winger. You can't, I'm sure there's exceptions, but not many. Because you're detached. You have zero self-awareness, which is critical in so many jobs, in so many aspects of our lives. Self-awareness. I mean, he flies a private jet to China for a meeting that was held on Zoom. And he's the Green New Deal guy. These people are insane. And they reopened the embassy in Cuba without any change in the Cuban government. They're still as oppressed as ever. Was the embargo the way to handle it originally? Probably not. But Kennedy did it and it was in place. You don't remove it without changing behavior. Another infomnia of the Obama administration and that fool. Big Ed and Shikshini says Roosevelt would have never met Hitler while he was still bombing England. If he thought, I'm going to disagree with you. Number one, it's not analogous. Russia is not at war with us. They aren't even at war with an ally. Please remember this, Ed. I should say Big Ed. Big Ed, they are not an ally of ours. Ukraine is not our ally. That's number one. But number two, we're not directly involved either. Now, if he had the opportunity, would Franklin Roosevelt, and wasn't the greatest president, by the way, he gave a hell of a speech and had a hell of a presence. But Roosevelt, if he had the chance to head off a war, he would have mediated. I'm sure he would have. And we've got other issues with the Russians, like separating them from the Red Chinese, that have to be dealt with. It isn't good for the United States for Russia to be our enemy. It's obviously not good for Russia either. But it certainly isn't good for Russia and China to be close allies the way Biden, the sick, idiot, incompetent fool, put them together. It's a big deal. Somebody says, I didn't think you'd go full-on support of Putin. Interesting take. No, I don't have any support for Putin. That's not a somebody else, not Big Ed. That's not the right interpretation of what I'm saying. I'm saying what I'm saying. If they get out of Ukraine, we should be their ally and make every effort to do it. We've got to go against our horrendous foreign policy establishment, and the Democrat Party, which is always wrong about everything. And we've got to extricate Russia from the arms of the Red Chinese. That's all. It's practicality. It's not saying Putin's a good guy, Putin can be trusted. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm saying it's really bad for the United States to have driven Russia into China's arms. Really bad. Somebody said, your text got, oh no, maybe it's Joe from Trips Park. He says, in the beginning of the war, Ukraine had to kill 11 Russian soldiers for each one they lost just to break even. Ukraine was never going to win this war. Not to mention, Russian goal is not to obliterate Ukraine. Otherwise, they would have done so with the push of a few buttons. This is an extremely unnecessary war and caused by Joe Biden. And it was not only caused by the stupidity of his statement, well, a minor incursion. It was not only caused by him offering to take Zelensky out of the country, and by, again, our horrendous intelligence, which said it'll be over in 3 days. Russia will roll over them. Thank God Trump had given them some weaponry. Joe Biden and Barack Obama had given them blankets, the Ukrainians. But they knew we were weak. They knew we were led by weak, foolish men. Oh, and women. And he thought it was the time to move. And the reason, the main reason he felt he could is he felt, Putin felt, well, I can go in there with no consequences because Europe is dependent upon me for energy. At the same time, the United States is pulling back as an energy superpower because of its Green New Deal. Again, everything they did and the personal weakness and stupidity, our botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, all of that led Putin to believe he could get away with this. He didn't count on, I think he's a corrupt little fool, but the little comedian, Zelensky, he didn't count on his spine. He didn't count on the spirit of the Ukrainian people. Believe me, doesn't matter how many weapons we gave them, we gave them resources they couldn't even absorb. Our $300 billion or so dollars, Europe's $100 billion, they couldn't even absorb it. They couldn't even use it. A lot of it got sold. Trump's cleaning up another Biden Democrat establishment mess. And you got to reach out and change the paradigm to because of the situation he was put in. All right. It's an important subject, and Trump does not follow the establishment line, and that's why he has a chance to be successful. The alternative that the foreign policy establishment, the intelligence establishment, the Democrat Party had was ignore it. Speak nasty about Russia. Give them limited sanctions that don't cause any problem because they've got plenty of places they could sell their oil. Trump's actually doing effective things like threatening secondary and now imposing them, by the way, headed into the meeting, secondary sanctions like India, 25% tariff until you stop buying Russian oil. Pretty damn good. By the way, you can't do that unless America's pumping oil the way it should. Biden couldn't do any of that. Our foreign policy establishment let this war of attrition go on without trying anything. And Ukraine was sure to lose. All right. We'll be back. Speaking of Veterans Tribute after our great messages.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Wow. What is a veteran found outside the Bloomsburg Legion? Because I salute all of our veterans, not just those in war. Although they deserve special recognition. A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including his or her life. Our Veterans Tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga, who reminds you that at the Marketplace at Steamtown this Saturday, something brand new, pop-up market, 10 to 5, music, cocktails, 20 pop-up vendors in addition to their year-round food and retail vendors. Something to check out on Saturday, and it'll be ongoing. Harold Jim Shutt, Central Columbia business teacher, active in the community. He was 91 when he passed. August 5th, he was from Danville. Born in Danville, graduate of Danville High School in 1952. Obtained a BA degree and MA degree from the former Bloomsburg State Teachers College. He was last employed as a business and marketing teacher at Central Columbia High School, 1993. He retired. He previously taught at Columbia Montour Vocational Technical School. Earlier in his life, he worked at Ray Shutt and Sons, a store and butcher shop in the Second Ward. He served us in the U.S. Army in Germany, 1956 to 1958. Member of organizations in Danville, including the Masonic Lodge, the Moose Lodge, the Elks Lodge, and Washi's Fire Company. He served on the Geisinger Hospital Authority for 44 years, chairman for 25. He also served on the Municipal Authority and the Water Authority, former Second Ward Councilman. Avid gardener, he made homemade sauerkraut. Surviving his wife, the former Jacqueline Hauer, with whom he celebrated their 67th wedding anniversary last year in October. Also surviving three children, seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandson, Harold Jim Shutt. Jerry Glazer, PPL retiree, active church member and coach. He was only 73 when we lost him. He was from Bloomsburg. His wife was with him. They'd been married nearly 51 years. His two daughters by his side at his passing as well. He was born in Greeley, Nebraska. He faithfully served us in the United States Navy during the Vietnam War, honorably discharged in 1978. 1974, Jerry married his loving wife, Nancy Van. He was also employed for more than 33 years with PPL, beginning as a technician and retiring as a nuclear engineer in 2011. Member of the Calvary Baptist Church in Bloomsburg for 47 years, Sunday school teacher, deacon board, and so many other things, including a coach of their basketball team. He felt it was his privilege to invest in the life of each player there. He was an excellent golfer, a proud Nebraska Cornhusker. You do annual father-daughter's Nebraska football game. Survivors include his wife of 50 years, Nancy, two daughters, and eight siblings. Jerry Glazer, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, the Marketplace at Steamtown, and its exciting pop-up market series starting this Saturday. Storm Tracker 16 forecast, meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, some morning showers, then sunshine, 85. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 62. Friday, partly sunny, 88. Saturday, mostly sunny, 88. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of isolated afternoon thunderstorms. It'll be 90 degrees probably on Sunday. The Stones, Murph tells us, this day, 1981, they released their hit Start Me Up. Great song. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. Tommy P's on patrol. So Apple Street and Dunmore, you're safe. Or is it North Apple or South Apple? One of them. Hey, how about our friend Governor Dunleavy, who we had on, Scranton's own Governor Dunleavy, the governor of Alaska, who's been really featured because of all this thing going on. We've had him on the air here. Good guy. Been passing buddies with him back in the old days, but a good guy. He's been a great governor. So he's very proud of him. Not only the job he's done as governor, but hosting now a world summit like this. Big deal. Nice stuff. Hey, Bill from Pittston. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing good, Bob. I started my urban ministry training in Washington, D.C. at a place called Luther Place that primarily worked with homeless women in a pretty dangerous spot. And I almost took the associate ministry spot, but my wife refused to go there since my predecessor's family was attacked on Easter morning going to Mass.
Yeah.
So she ruled it out. But anyway, I never forgot the place, and I used to take our kids to do work with the homeless. After one day working with them, I took them down to look at the monuments, and we're just getting back to back to Luther Place, and it was getting dusk, and one of the kids had ADHD, and he wandered off, and a group of teenagers went after him throwing rocks. But thank God one of my escorts was former military, prison guard, martial arts expert, 6'4". He scattered them. But that kid was so traumatized, and this was in 1993 that this happened.
The good old days.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been a dangerous place,
yep.
But I mean, now it's, I'm sick of the tents, I'm sick of the, you know, the crazy stuff going on. I hope Trump does this in New York and Chicago. I love what he's doing.
Well, I think the template is there, Bill, and I certainly hope he follows it. I really do. These Democrat mayors cannot do their jobs. And what the police force after police force was taken over by the Obama administration. They'd enter into memorandums of understanding with the Justice Department. And then the feds would control police departments in various cities. Nobody cared. Kathy Hochul put the National Guard in the subways. Nobody cared. These people are hypocrites, phonies, liars. And they don't give a spit about some poor minority family just trying to exist in Washington, D.C. They don't care one whit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And like you said, the people that are living in D.C., they desperately want what Trump's doing, and the Democrats are oblivious to it.
They're sickening. Bill, thank you, my man. Always a pleasure. Thank you for your patience and persistence, too, by the way.
Well, thanks. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
All right, my man. Well, we're finishing with Survivor. The number one hit this date, 1982, Murph tells us, Eye of the Tiger, not a bad song. And it would certainly get you fired up. Maybe, I might work out because of this, because I got to hear this. I just might. Final mention of our great veterans. We lost them this year, but celebrate today. Joseph Garrity, Dixon City. John Blannard, Sawyersville. Michael Phillips, Wilkes-Barre. Philip Sensula, Harding, formerly of Wilkes-Barre. Jerry Glazer, Bloomsburg. And Harold Jim Schutt, Danville. Thank you to them. Thank you to their families. And they leave a fantastic legacy. Remember Saturday. Two great events in Scranton. Both worthy of your visits. Both of them happen to be 10 to 5. Well, 12 to 5, I believe, is the Marketplace in Steamtown. 10 to 5 is the Hot Cars Cool Watches at Bacardo's. But the pop-up market series beginning at Marketplace at Steamtown. It's going to be a great event. Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to be there. And then you walk over the street, only a few blocks, you're at Hot Cars Cool Watches at Picardo's. Good stuff. Revisiting with the minute we have left, the Cincinnati situation. I don't care. Like, it should not have escalated and spiraled the way it did. The woman getting knocked out by the man, that guy should go to jail for a long time. But the big white guy started it. He made the first physical contact. Let's not overlook this, you know, and racialize it and all of that. It's a gang fight. He didn't bring his gang. Let's have a little bit of awareness, big guy. I'm sorry you took a beating, but you started it like a dummy. Now, that, by the way, once a guy's down, once a guy's out of it, and he's lost, all of those who added on, punish them. But let's not try to pretend that there was only one wrong here. As I keep watching those videos, and Fox was just showing it, it's very clear the first physical act was by the big white guy that got himself pounded. Know where the hell you are and know who's surrounding you, please. All right, enough of that. Because we got to go. There's nothing I can do about that. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. But for now, whether I like it or not, and I don't know if I do, I've got to go. And we've got to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Have a great afternoon.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.